Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of its callers and its producers, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Get ready to bear it all with Dr. Raquel Stewart, Patrice Reynolds Pitt, and from New York, David H. Dunn.
On the last day of 2014, and hopefully you all are going to do something exciting tonight to usher in the new year of 2015. Here at Bear It All, our mission is to empower and encourage you to create the life you want. You can listen to any of our previously recorded episodes by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/bearitall3. And every show is on demand for your listening pleasure. To all of our supporters, we thank you for your ever-growing support. And if you are new to Bear It All, we want to welcome you. So sit back, relax, and get ready to bear it all. I'm going to give you our contact information in case you want to reach out to us at any time. And our Twitter handle is @RSBearItAll. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll. And our email address is bearitall3@hotmail.com. That's bearitall3@hotmail.com. You can also get on to blogtalkradio.com and follow us. And our call-in number tonight is 347-855-8229. So tonight what we're going to cover is end of the year. This is our end of the year show. I just wanted to do a little recap with you. And also let's talk about some goals and resolutions and if there's a difference between the two. And I'd like if some of, if you listeners call in and tell us some of your goals or your resolutions that you have set up for 2015. Again, our call-in number is 347-855-8229. So let's get started. I know we use the words interchangeably as far as goals and resolutions. And what I found, you know, in doing some research, is that, and here's the question. Let me just throw this question out first. Well, no, let's do goals and resolutions first, so you have a definition to work with, and then I'll throw out the question. So what is a resolution? And a technical definition is resolution is a formal expression of opinion or intention. It's a resolve or a determination to do something. And that is a definition from the dictionary. And basically it, what it's saying is that's an absolute. A resolution is an absolute. You're going to do this, whatever this is. Now, a goal is also a fact, and it's defined as the result or achievement towards which effort is directed. There's an aim and there's an end. A goal is something you strive for. You achieve to accomplish, see the end result, and you make steps to get there. Now, I don't know about you, but in just reading those two definitions, it more sounds like a resolution is something that you're wishing for, and a goal is actually something that you're working towards. So there are steps involved with a goal. So now my question is, what's the use of making resolutions if you're going to break them? For me, I have a tendency not to make resolutions. What I set are goals for myself. And I set those goals by using what's called a vision board. And I'm a visual person. I learn by seeing something. I'm not auditory, so you really can't tell me. I kind of need to see it. So I set up a vision board. And on my vision board, I put every single thing that I want to accomplish for the year, things that I want for myself, whether they're material things or just something spiritually or whatever it is. I put everything on my vision board and I make it really pretty. And along with that, I look at the vision board as a tool to reach my goals. One of the goals that I've set for 2015, and I'll share that with you, is to publish my book that I've been working on. I have a pretty much completed manuscript, and I'm in the editing phase right now. So for the year 2015, one of my goals is to become a published author. And that should happen, I'm looking at early spring. Now, I've taken the steps to doing that. I already have a publishing company, so I know who I'll be publishing with. And, you know, once I get it to them, it's just a matter of a 3 to 4 month turnaround. And so for me, that was a goal that I was working on, and it'll come to fruition in 2015. So now I want to hear from you guys and tell me what some of your goals are. Again, the call-in number is 347-855-8229. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there who make these resolutions. As I said, I'll tell you what the definition of a resolution is. It's a formal expression of opinion or intention. So that means you're going to do something, and you intend to do it. Now, both resolutions and goals can help you get to where you want to go. But the difference between the two is the follow-through, the maintenance, the hard work. And the hard work is going to come from your heart. And with resolutions, they seem to be a little wishy-washy because most people make resolutions, and a popular resolution that most people have is they want to lose weight. And they start off really well come tomorrow, January 1st. They'll start off really well. And then what's usually going to take place is in the middle of January when they're working so hard on their weight loss, somewhere along the line they lose their motivation. So that makes them kind of wishy-washy because they may not have had a clear plan as to how they're going to accomplish this weight loss. Before I go any further, let me get David in on this. And David, we were talking about resolutions and goals and the difference between the two. And do you think there's a difference between the two? Because I read the dictionary definition, and there's a clear distinction. But I want to know what you think, if there's a difference between resolutions and goals.
Well, do we have somebody else on the line with us, or I'm just talking to you, you know, first of all?
Why? You can talk to just me.
Let's say good evening to our Blog Talk listeners out there. Sorry for my tardiness. I was just trying to get certain things out of the way before the end of the year, you know. But to answer your question, yes, there is a distinct difference between goals and resolutions. Goals are things you set in concrete, that are attainable. Resolutions to me are like, you know, that's a wish list. You know, people don't, I don't know many people who stick to their resolutions. It's just something they say, you know.
Right.
Every year. It's kind of like a conditioned response kind of thing.
Because what I was just explaining to the listeners is resolutions are kind of like wishy-washy. Like most people make a resolution, they start off, they want to lose weight, and they'll start tomorrow, and they'll go really hard for like maybe 2 weeks, some of them 3 weeks. And then after a while, after 3 weeks, they start to wean off, and they're not as committed as they are with that resolution. I think if they made a goal, that somehow would, it kind of gives you, what's the word I'm looking for? This conviction when you make a goal. A goal I see is something that you're committed to this. I want to see this through to the end because the end result is what I'm after. So then you set up steps to get you there. You know, so my question is, and what I was throwing out to the listening audience, is what's the use of making resolutions if you're going to break them? So what do you think?
Well, I was saying conditioned response. You know, it's we're taught, you know, from when we're children that, you know, when the new year comes in, you make resolutions. You know, nobody ever sat me down and told me what a resolution is. I never actually looked up the word in the dictionary. So I have no concise understanding. I can assume from the usage of the word what it means. I can assume from the actions of others what it means, as opposed to a goal. Now, you know, I'm from the Caribbean, and I watch soccer. And I know when the guy kicks the ball and it goes into the net, you know, everybody screams, goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, to me, is an example of somebody set a path. There were obstacles in their path, and they push forward, and the object, the ball, you know, they reached their objective. They pushed it forward, and it went over, it went past the line that was demarked, and they say, goal. You know, so
mm-hmm.
if we apply the same theorem, you know, and seek goals and that reward of goal when we achieve it, you know, I think that's far better than making a resolution.
Absolutely. I think with the resolution, we feel a pressure to make a resolution just because it's a new year. And I think that then you're not putting your all into it, and it's just something you have to do because that's a conversation. Everybody tomorrow is going to be talking about, oh, well, what resolutions did you make? And this is my resolution. And that's just, I think, a conversation piece to have. For me, it's more about, as we were talking about, it's more about the goals and setting small goals. And you work towards them a piece at a time. Like some people have a huge goal. I was sharing with our audience that, you know, my goal for 2015, one of my goals for 2015 is to be a published author. And I've already taken those small steps to achieving that goal. So right now I'm just in the editing phase of the manuscript, but I've already got like my publisher and all that stuff. And of course I got to confess, I have 90% of a title. So I guess the goal of mine is to complete the title of the book. Right now I've got 90% and, you know, working on the rest of that. But it's hard to kind of keep up with resolutions because they're, as I said, they're wishy-washy and you're not 100% committed to them versus setting goals where you are 100% committed to a goal. So, David, do you have any goals that you want to share with our audience that you have for 2015?
Not that I want to share, no. You asked the question. Who I want to share?
I don't want
anybody stealing my resolution or my goal.
Okay.
So that's between me and what it is. Now I'm one of them. I can share one. You know, I've got a feathered one. To go back to a show that we did over the year, we talked about clutter, you know, and clearing our lives of clutter, you know. So since that show, I continuously take stock. I make sure my junk drawers are relatively empty. They'll never be 100% empty. There's always going to be something in there. But trying to keep my junk drawer empty and, you know, my space. When I say space, I mean my mental space, my physical space, my spiritual space less cluttered with other people's issues.
Nice. I like that one.
That's one of my goals.
I think. Okay. And that's a good one. I think a lot of people have the same goal to do that. But let me ask you a question so that we can help someone out who may have that as one of their goals.
Mm-hmm.
What are some steps that you're going to take to do that?
How do you declutter? The biggest step in my life, you know, I know a lot of big words in the English language and some words in other languages. But I find that one of the hardest words for me to say is no.
Hmm.
You understand? Because I hate to see people without.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I hate to see people disappointed. You know, so if they come to me with an issue, even though sometimes, you know, it's going to cost me at some point, you know, I may not
mm-hmm.
even really be able to afford the cost, emotionally, spiritually, financially, whatever it is, but I got to put out. And with no expectation of return. And sometimes that's a bit stressful and strenuous on a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one person is okay. Maybe two, you know, but when it's like, a bag of people, it becomes overwhelming. So I have to learn, even though I can say yes, even in those instances, I gotta give more no. In my life. So that's the first step, learning how to say no and not feeling guilty about saying no.
Hmm. That good luck. No, I mean, it's absolutely doable, but I mean, if you're not used to saying no and you have to really learn how to say no, that means you and your brain are going to be spending quite a bit of time together.
You're dang right.
Yeah, it's like you can't check it at the door anymore. It's kind of one of those, okay, you have to say no, even though your feelings are involved and your heart is saying, say yes, help this person. You got to kind of go with the N-O. Two letters, very powerful, very difficult for some people to say.
Dang right.
I'm not really one of those people that is difficult to say, but you know, a lot of listeners out there, it's a hard thing to say. Now, before, as I was saying about the difference between goals and resolutions is the follow-through for goals, the maintenance and the hard work. Now, when I say maintenance, I'm not saying that, okay, it's breeze and you don't have to put in any work. Maintenance does not mean the absence of work. You have to work to keep it going, to maintain this goal. And one of the things that I notice with people with goals is that sometimes they don't set realistic goals. Have you ever found that? You ever had a conversation with somebody whose goal was just unrealistic?
You mean for in general or just under the guise of or under the heading of New Year's resolution?
Well, either one. Just in general, when you talk to people, their goal's realistic, and some people, their New Year's resolution is to lose 50 pounds in like 2 weeks. So, I mean,
yeah,
either
that's
way,
ridiculous.
Personal experience.
Unless you cut your stomach out.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I've run into people, you know, who want to do too much too fast. You know, diet is just one thing. You have people who set spiritual goals. You know, they want to be perfect instantly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may have a dependency on something. And, you know, they want to get rid of it right away. January 1st, I'm going to stop, you know, and I'm never going to do this again. And then on January 3rd, when they slip, they're like, damn, you know, I give up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I give up. You know, so, I've run into a lot of people. I think that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Anybody who's gone back on their resolution, you know, can say, I am guilty.
Yeah. The thing with me and the difference between a resolution and a goal is when you're setting a goal, that's something that really matters. It truly matters to you. A resolution, as I said before, and I keep reiterating it because you need the importance of knowing the difference is really key in how you're going to plan 2015 and things that you want to accomplish. So when you set goals, those are something that truly matter to you, because you know in order to accomplish a goal, I've got to put in work. I've got to find the steps to reach that end result, which is what I want, versus a resolution saying, oh, I want to lose 50 pounds in like the first 2 weeks. And then, as you said, David, it doesn't happen, or you slip up and eat a half a cake, and then you're like, oh, well, I might as well just stop because I already messed up. And that's just, it's not realistic. When you're setting goals, you need to set some realistic goals. 50 pounds in 2 weeks, as David said, that'll be surgery. And it'll still take you more than 2 weeks to do that. So make sure that the goals that you're setting are realistic. Make sure you're setting goals that truly matter to you. You know, obviously one of David's goals really matters to him is learning how to say no to people that take advantage. It's okay to help people, but when it gets to the point where they're taking advantage of you, okay, we've kind of got to draw the line there. So I'd like to hear from some of our listeners as to what your goals are for 2015, and call in number 347-855-8229. Now, David, what was your, out of the shows that we've done since we launched Bear It All July 23rd of 2014, like, do you have a favorite show out of all of them? Did I lose you, David?
You didn't. I was having a problem with my technology. Favorite? Wow. I've got a lot of, I mean, I liked a lot of them. The ones, like I said, that I took to heart was the decluttering, you know, mm-hmm. because I could relate to that. You know, I could see the domestic violence ones were great. Mm-hmm. And then, what was the guy, Hal Eisenberg?
Eisenberg. Yes.
Yeah, Windows of Opportunity, you know,
absolutely,
with the peer education model, you know, uh-huh. I think that's forward thinking. So, yeah, those three right there would be, you know, my top favorites.
Because you got now, something
show,
out of it. And
any show with me in it would be my favorite.
Oh, well, wow. Yeah, no. You see how easy that was to say no?
Anyone with me in it, I consider my favorite. Yeah.
Awesome. But
what about you?
What was
some of your favorite moments?
Oh, my gosh. So, absolutely so many. Of course, I'm just blessed to do what I do with this show and blessed enough to have you co-host with me. And I think that's amazing. I don't know if I have a favorite. They all added something to my life, and I got something out of them. But if I had to pick, it would be Purpose and Destiny. And that was with Patricia Harris, the young lady in Texas, and she's like a spiritual mentor of a young girl. Her story was just very touching, and like all of our guests that we've had on, they're doing fantastic work. And I think Patricia's more related to me because, you know, one of my passion is to empower and encourage people to create the life that they want, which is finding what your passion is, you know, and living that out. And unfortunately, there are so many people who don't do that, don't allow themselves the space to live their passion because they're living for other people. So I think that episode with Patricia really hit home for me because that is definitely something that I'm passionate about. But I was saying that Hal will be joining us in January. He will be back on the show discussing spirituality and leadership later in January. He'll be with us. And we've had some amazing things, and we are definitely looking to make some little modifications with our show, and that'll be fantastic. So we're doing new things for the new year, and I'm excited, super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you'll see, I won't tell you guys. You'll just have to tune in next week and see what changes we're making. But I do want to just for a little minute take a little commercial break, and we will be right back with you. Welcome back to Bear It All. We're here discussing, New Year's resolutions. We're talking about goals and all that wonderful stuff. And now here's a question that I'd like to pose to David first while I can think about it. So, David.
Yes.
What are the top 10 things that you will not repeat in 2015? That you did it in 2014, and you're not going to repeat it in 2015.
Damn. This first one's going to be hard. I got it right here. First one is I'll talk about Oprah in 2014, and I'm going to try to refrain from making any more Oprah jokes.
Oh, Oprah. I thought you said Okra. I was like, really? Isn't that serious for Oprah?
No. Oprah. You know, I'm not going to talk about Oprah and Gail and the undercover love affair anymore.
You know what? Stop it. There's Edmund. He makes appearances.
I am not going to say anything about Oprah and the refrigerator ever again. You know, I'm not going to make any jokes about the small Oprah with the big head ever again. Yeah,
so you're getting it all out right now in the few hours that you have.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that. You know, what else am I not going to do? What is it? So that was nine?
No, that was only one.
That's 10.
That was subcategories. That was one like A, B, C, D.
We're going from 10 to 1, right? So that was number 10, right?
Okay.
So, okay, number 9 is not to entertain. Well, I entertained the stuff that Bill Cosby was doing, the thought of, you know, feeling sorry for him. So in 2015, I refused to feel sorry for Bill Cosby and to eat any more Jell-O pudding. Until this case is resolved. And as a member of the black media, I'm going to be responsible and refrain from any inappropriate or irresponsible comment about Bill Cosby's situation.
Okay.
Okay. That was number 9. Number 8, I must say, I did have occasion to go on the internet and look at pictures of the greatest pasteria in America today, Kanye's wife's backside, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
But that's not real. You do know that.
She's a married woman. I don't care. She's a married woman, and the Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Mm-hmm. You've already sinned. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Kim Kardashian's backside is out of my vision. What am I up to? Number 7.
7.
Yeah, number 7. I got to get Steve Wilkos out of my life, too. You know, I watched Steve.
And Jerry Springer?
Nah, I got to watch Jerry. I'm sorry. I will never leave Jerry. You know. But, yeah. No more Steve Wilkos, you know, in my life. So now I'm up to 6, right?
Yes, sir.
Dang, 6. That's going to be hard. Number six. I will try to brush my teeth at least 3 times a day. In 2014, I haven't brushed it twice. I got to make these things realistic.
Okay, I hear you.
Number 6 is, you know. And, all right, up to number 5, I think I accidentally ate a pork sandwich and liked it. So, I want to stop liking pork sandwiches.
How do you want to stop liking pork sandwiches? I mean, I don't eat pork, but how do you plan on eating it?
Yes. Only the pork with the E. what else? I got a few. What am I up to? Number four. Wow. Are these things supposed to be serious?
Too late. You're on 4.
Oh my God, to encourage those 20-year-olds with 40-year-old beards to shave. You know, I did not encourage them in 2014, but in 2015, I need to talk to these guys and find out why they want to look like old men and they're so young. You know, number 3. Thing I did in 2014 that I don't want to do in 2015 is go to McDonald's. I am not going back to McDonald's ever because, you know, rubber is not a good thing to eat.
What if your kids want McDonald's?
Look, man, the Bible says, forget what the Bible says. No McDonald's. I said, no, my name is Daddy. The hell? You want McDonald's, you get a job. It's your own poison. Right, so. Number 2. Wow. Let me see. I already burnt Oprah out in my life. That was a big part of it. And Steve Wilkos will be gone. Number 2. I slept alone for the last 6 months. You know, so I'm not going to sleep alone anymore for 2014. Even
for 2015,
excuse me. Even if I have to hire a little Mexican woman to come just, you know, do the overnight duties.
Why does it have to be a Mexican woman?
Ecuadorian, El Salvador,
any, you know, illegal alien that needs a green card, and I got one, and I can sponsor you. All you got to do is this. All right. The number one thing, I didn't do enough kissing in 2014. Yeah, I did not ingest enough of another person's saliva, and I missed that. So my, I promised myself that I'm going to enjoy or ingest more of somebody else's saliva in 2015. So
that's so in essence, you're saying, let me just kind of bring this together for our listening audience here. So in 2015, you're going to be looking for a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Not just any woman, not Oprah or Oprah-esque women. And that's a problem in
but
my life.
But you're looking for a companion.
No, I can get a dog for that.
So what are you looking for in 2015?
Looking for my wife.
Uh-oh. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I've never heard David say that.
I'm going to find an illegal alien that needs a green card. You get married next week.
You know what? Anyway, enough with the illegal aliens.
This is real.
So, yeah, okay. My top 10 things that I won't repeat in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard. Do I have to give 10? Can I just one?
No, that's too short. See what I'm saying? That's, again.
One would sum it all up, though.
It wasn't. I want to hear some stuff. Tell us about, you know, the stuff that you don't tell anybody else. You know, we come on and we do the show every week. And, you know, people want to get to know you.
All right, listeners. I want to get to know the listeners. Here's 347-855-8229.
Take off your lab coat.
Take off my what? My lab coat. 10. My number 10 thing that I won't repeat in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I won't sound like someone's mom.
Yes. Thank you.
Shut up.
Yay.
I don't want to be anybody's mom. That's tiring, and I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
Number nine.
You hear that, lady?
What lady?
No, I'm talking to ladies out there listening. Stop being somebody's mother. Maybe they can copy that.
Ladies, no one's looking for a mom except a little kid, and even they don't want a mom. I won't sound like someone's mom. Number nine, I don't know. What am I not going to repeat in 2015? Number nine, that I won't repeat in 2015, I won't be a cheerleader if I don't want to be.
What if the money is good and the skirt is really short?
Nah. You know, it's wintertime. So I don't want to be a cheerleader.
You might catch a chill.
Number eight, what won't I do? I don't know.
See, I thought women knew everything. Come on, there's got to be 10 things in your life, you know, that you want to stop doing. There's got to be.
I want to.
Book matches. You need to stop.
Book matches?
Uh-huh. Book matches? No. I said play with matches.
I
said you're playing with
Number
matches.
Number eight, what do I want to stop? I want to stop. I don't know. Can I just jump to number one?
No. Come on. That means you haven't been thinking about your life.
10, 9, 8. What's number eight that I want to stop doing? I want to stop procrastinating. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Doc. Get it out. Today you're on the couch, Doc. You are on the couch, Doc. And there's no getting
today
off.
I'm on the couch.
Yes, Doc.
Yeah, so that's eight. I want to stop procrastinating because I find that I just don't want to do something. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. It's not fun. It's not flowing any kind of, like, I'm not getting any excitement, no dopamine really flowing. So, but I want to stop doing that, especially with regards to this book, since we are going to be writing one this year, right, David? Yes. Number seven, what is it that I want to stop doing?
What you just did.
What? Telling you what to do?
Somebody being a bully, yes.
Didn't we have a show on bullying? I'm not bullying you. We're just doing it.
No, see what I'm saying? You're not giving me a choice. That's a bully.
I gave you the choice a long time ago, so we're doing it. Number six. One thing I want to stop doing is I want to stop second guessing. Like, you know, I mean, this is something simple. Like, I'll go in a store, I'll pick up a bunch of stuff, and then before I get to the register, I'll pick up 10 things, and by the time I get to the register, I've got one in my hand. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh, man, I should have got that. You know?
That is absolutely horrible. You're indecisive.
Yeah, not indecisive. Just like, I'm like, I don't want to spend the money on this, and why not? Why don't I?
Cheap.
Okay. Thrifty, economical. How about that?
Frugal. Or Jewish.
Five.
Five. You're down to five. Five more. Come on.
Goodness. This is hard. What don't I want to repeat in 2014?
Spending your nights with Riley.
I'm sorry, is this my list or yours?
I'm sorry. I was trying to help you like you was helping me, tell me what I'm going to do. So I'm telling you what you're not going to do.
I'm not going to spend my night with Riley. Riley, for those of you who don't know, Riley is my cat. Number four. I don't know. I just know the main thing. Can I skip around?
We don't want to hear that. You're skipping again.
We're going through this.
Yes. You've got to be patient.
Here's what I won't do. Repeat in 2015. I won't refuse someone's help if they're offering.
Okay, that's number four.
All right, that was a good one.
Excellent.
Can I give a little story about that?
Backstory, whatever, side story, story you're looking for.
Anyway, I won't refuse someone's help if they're offering.
Okay.
Number three. I won't try to. That goes in with number four, though. I was going to say I won't be as independent and refuse help, but that's number four. So four and three.
Okay.
There we go.
No. See, you skipped over three. This is what you're doing, Doc. This is a therapeutic session. Come on. Don't skip the healing.
Three. What won't I do in 20?
What are you afraid of saying? What is it that you're afraid of?
I'm trying to get to number one because one is everything else.
There's a process. See, we talked about, you know, and I think, Doc, sometimes you just talk to talk. You're not listening to what you...
No way. We never do that. We listen.
So you need to listen to yourself, Wendy, because we talked about that, not rushing through things. You know,
there we go. That's number three.
That's what you're doing right now. You have a point that you want to get to, right?
Yes.
So right now, the most important thing to you is getting to that point.
Just to get to my point.
Right. But you have a chance. You will have that chance to get to that point. But are you willing to work through? Hold on. Are you willing to work through, including listening to my bantering, you know, the process that it takes to get to that point?
I'm trying, but, you know, you just keep interrupting me. Number three, I won't rush through things. Number two, I won't, and I've gotten a lot better at this, like prejudge people. There we go. That's two.
Ooh, your prejudice. Jesus.
Nah, not as much as I used to be. I've gotten a lot better. And
what I want to know before you get to number one, because I know you want to jump off the number.
Why? I didn't deal with yours. I'll let you get through your and Steve Wilco.
Listen. This. All right, forget it. Go to number one.
Thank you. And the number one thing that I won't repeat, is I won't get in my own way.
Rock blocking.
I have a tendency to do that. And like David, David is looking for a wife in 2015, except he wants to import his. And
yes.
I am looking for
a
significant other in 2015. So there it is.
Some dumplings. Hey, man.
All right.
I'm going to get an Asian woman. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Can we get back to the focus, though? Can we focus again? So that's it. Won't get in my own way. And the quick story that I wanted to share with our listening audience is, here's the thing. I tend to be or present as this independent person. And I was working with a trainer for the past month, and, you know, we started boxing. Anybody ever put on boxing gloves? Like, put on the first boxing glove. It's fantastic. You can do that. Put on the second one is a little difficult. So, you know, I was trying to put on the second glove, and my trainer looked at me. He asked me if I ever did any yard work. I'm like, yard work? What are you talking about? And he was like, well, you can get it done with one person, and you will still get the work done. He said, but it's so much easier, and it goes faster with two people. Well, long story short, he didn't have to tell me that again, because basically what he did was check me, put me in my place, and let me know, listen, it's okay to accept help. There's nothing wrong with it. So that's I won't refuse help. So now I don't even put on any gloves. He puts them all on for me.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, are you that resistant when it comes to taking the stuff off, too?
What stuff off? I take them off. My gloves.
So how do you do that? I've never seen a boxer take off his own gloves.
Put it under your arm, pull it off. What?
Oh, okay. I don't know. So I want to know, is there a limit to what you're willing to be helped with? Is there a criteria, you know, for accepting help?
For me, there used to be. But now I'm finding I've kind of relaxed on that and stopped with the list. Like, I know a lot of people out there have a whole list of criteria and I thought about this the other day. I was watching TV, and somebody was looking for a partner. They were looking for, like, a mate, you know, and they had this long list of criteria for the person. And I'm like, okay, at some point, what if you meet some, like, they wanted somebody who was 6'2". What if he's 5'7", but he's an amazing person and he has all the other qualities? And they were like, well, pretty much no. He has to be 6'2". I'm like, that's interesting. So I used to have this long list of criteria, and not so much anymore. My only criteria is that you have to love God first. Because if you love him first, then you will love me and take care of me and everything else. Why are you breathing so hard like a stalker?
Ooh. I didn't even know
you,
I was breathing.
What is that about?
I was checking the temperature of my breath while you were talking.
Uh-huh.
Nah,
but
too. Yeah. No, but I think that's a lofty goal, you know. And I wonder how many women, how many females out there share the same issue of, you know, not being willing to, you know, be helped, you know, in this age of I'm independent, I can do everything myself. You know, I can impregnate myself, I can raise the child by myself, you know. I don't need no man.
You know, it's a really high number. And unfortunately, because we have all these lists of criteria that people just don't meet, we're so busy looking at what people don't have that we're not checking our own selves and seeing where we're lacking, which is who we should be looking at. And you and I talked about this earlier about you can't change a person. The only person that you can change is you. you know, and most women try to, you know, make men a construction project. And maybe that should be a goal this year for those ladies who have a tendency to do that. How about not doing that in 2015? How about seeing the man for who he is, and you either accept who he is or you don't. You just don't be with him. But can't change anybody. You, a person can't change another person.
It's not your responsibility. That person was born with that skin, that particular, you know, consciousness. They are who they are. Who are you to change me? I mean, if I'm doing stuff that is detrimental to my health or to the health and security of other people, you know, then you can advise me. That's okay. But, you know, this stuff about just the regular mundane stuff, you know, normal people, normal relationships, and you want to mold a man into, I'm going to make my man, or I'm going to make my woman. No, God already made that person. You know,
right.
So what it is, if that person isn't the kind of person that you want to be with, stop being selfish. Let that individual go and
Absolutely. Find
the person that's going to make you, that fit that criteria. Why make your life miserable and that person's life miserable? You know, trying to, you square, and you're trying to shave yourself into something round so, just so you can fit into that situation. Like, look, I'm square, man. You round. Hey, I can fit in that circle, but it's not the perfect fit. So, you know what? I'm going to look for the square.
Well, here's what I want to actually share with the, or challenge our listening audience with. If you were doing something this year in 2014 and it wasn't working, please don't try doing it again in 2015. Try something different. Try something new. I mean, you know, we try to work something and work something and work something that we know isn't working. Try something new. So that means you have to step outside of the box. Step outside of your comfort zone. Try something new. Take a risk. That's what life is about. It's about taking a risk. And if you didn't take a risk in 2014, I implore you to take the risk in 2015. I definitely am going to get out of my own way, and I don't do it all the time, but there are some times I notice, you know, it creeps in, and I'm like, okay, I can't do that. You know, and listen, ladies, and I'm going to talk with the ladies. It is not fair for a man to have to sift through your baggage and everything that you're carrying and the walls that you have put up. It's not fair for him to have to knock those walls down. That is your responsibility. That has nothing to do with him. So if all you single ladies listening out there and you are looking for a man, please don't think, oh, he's weak because he's not knocking your walls down. That's not for him to do. That is for you to handle.
Well, Raquel, I disagree with you. Every man should be knocking his woman's walls down.
You know what? We're not talking about those walls. We're talking about emotional walls and emotional baggage and all of that stuff. Okay.
So what was I talking about?
You were talking about vaginal walls, I'm sure.
This is not a family show. I would never.
I just know my... Yeah, okay. So what roles are you talking about, David?
My grandma may be listening. The walls...
You can't even get the words out.
The walls, the John Walls, the Stephen Walls, the... I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Just stop while you're ahead. Stop
the Virginia
while... Walls. Anything you will not do in 2014 is try to lie and get over. Stop it.
Jesus. All right. Yeah, all right.
But listen, we just, and I think I can speak for David when I say that we want you to do things differently in 2015. We want you to explore new avenues, take a risk, live
take
your life.
Get off the train.
Live your
take
life.
Take a taxi.
Walk.
Ride a
something
bicycle.
Different.
Something, yeah.
Live life. Life is to be lived. It's not to sit by and watch it pass you by. It's a participatory sport.
Yeah,
you get involved
right.
in life.
Yeah, and don't be a coward, man.
Yeah, don't be a punk.
You know,
if you like somebody, tell the person you like them.
Hey, this is not junior high school. This is not primary school. You know, we're afraid to fall down and get hurt. We're afraid to bruise our knees. You know,
I've got I like that. I got a quote for that. I just want to jump in and let you, and then I'm gonna let you finish. And my quote is: a champion is someone who gets up even when he can't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I was watching. They had a mountain bike competition. I think a Red Bull or one of those sporting drink companies sponsored a mountain bike competition, and they were out in the wilderness, in the desert, you know, riding off cliff face, jumping upside down and backwards, and a couple of them fell and hurt themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the wheels of the bikes were busted up. You know, one guy, he was doing an interview, his chin was messed up, his eye was all swollen, but he was like, hey, I'm looking forward to the next competition. You know, I bust my face in this one, but I am so looking forward to the next one because I know what mistakes I made in this one, and I know how not to repeat the same set of, you know, I know how not to get the same result. Yeah, I'm not going to lose
mm-hmm.
next time. You know, so if that was admirable to me. Why am I not riding off any cliff face? What reason do I? When there are paved roads everywhere, you know, we want to ride on a paved road. How many of us are willing to come off the paved road and ride down a rock face?
But you know what? A lot of people are comfortable. They don't want to step out of their comfort zone. And you never know. Listen, you've been living your life the way you've been living your life, and it's been working thus far. But what about kicking it up a notch and having an amazing life? And stepping
mm-hmm.
outside of your comfort zone and seeing the world. Would you rather have an okay life or an awesome, amazing, extraordinary life? For me, I want awesome, amazing, and extraordinary because that means I'm learning lessons. I'm taking chances, and I'm learning from it. And that's what life is about. And we did that in 2014, and it didn't get us anywhere, and we're not doing it in 2015. And when I say we, I mean all of us. I'm not just specifically speaking about David, and I'm talking about my listening audience, our listening audience. We want you to get out there, live life, take a chance. Take a chance. If there's somebody that you like, and I keep saying that because for women, they feel like a man should make the first move because if a woman makes it, then it feels like she's fat. If you like somebody, tell them. Invite them out for coffee or tea or whatever you want to do, but take the chance and say something to that person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's live life. And that's what I don't know how many of you actually listen to our Bear It All intro, but it talks about living life.
That's right.
And that's what we should be doing. We should be living life, not sitting on the sidelines watching everybody else live life, saying, oh, I wish I could do that, I wish I could do. Go do it.
Get up and
go
make
it
happen. You know, my boy says, you know, you got to get up, go get it. You know, anything
Absolutely.
You want in this life. Life is for the go-getter.
Absolutely.
You know, I took a walk today, man, and I was looking around at people. You know, just people moving around, motivated. Everybody is trying to get it. You understand? You pass
mm-hmm.
the next person. You're not thinking about it, but he's out there trying to get it. However he can, he's out there trying to get it. The beggar, he's begging, trying to get it. The robber, he's robbing, trying to get it. The hustler, he's hustling, trying to get it. Every day, everybody is trying to get it. So, you know, that should say anything in this world that you want, anything in this world, you have to get up and take steps toward it. And it's not going to come to you.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. Not going to come and knock on your door with the UPS man.
Exactly. You know, unless you're a scammer, then that's different. But, yeah, you know, you want a round, firm booty, you got to do some squats, some leg lifts. You dig what I'm saying? Some thrusts. You know, if you're laying down or sitting down all day, only thing your booty is going to get is flatter.
Yeah. You got to get up off of it.
You got to work it. You know, if it's
Absolutely.
Too big and you want it smaller, what you got to do? You know, sitting on it is only going to make it bigger and fatter. You got to get out there and work it off. Work that ass off.
And that's what we want you guys to do for 2015. Don't think everything has to start the first of the year. You can start and set a goal any time of the year that you choose to. People often want to do it for January 1st, a fresh start, a fresh year. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, just go do it. Just go live your life. That's what it's about. That's why we're here. We are here to live life, fulfill our purpose, and then go meet our maker. But while you're here, occupy. Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing or doing the same thing you did last year and the year before and the year before that. If it's not working and it's not giving you any excitement and adding to your life, try something different. I'm just saying. That's it.
Yeah, I want some Mexican food in my life. Someone give me a Mexican woman.
You are crazy. But I do want to tell you guys, the show that we have coming up for next week is New Year, New You, and who we have. We have a special guest on, Drew Basilicato. Drew is a personal trainer, so he'll be helping you with tips and techniques on exercising and how to stay motivated if weight loss is what you're looking for. If you're looking to change the way you eat, he's going to help you with all of that. So tune in on Wednesday, January 7th at 7 p.m., and Drew will be here to help you out. Call in, ask him questions. He's a great guy and a great trainer because he trained me and he actually put up with me. And I'm sure he'll tell you about that.
Raquel is great. Anybody that can put up with Raquel. No. Yeah, I look forward to that, man. I want to hear what he got to say.
He's a good guy. Got a lot of information. So tune in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And from all of us here at Bear It All to all of you out there, our listening audience, we want to wish you a blessed, successful, adventure-filled new year. And we thank you so much for your support. And we just look forward to hearing from you next week. And we want to hear about your goals. We want you to call in and ask Drew about exercising and nutrition and all of that. But we truly, truly do appreciate you, and have a great new year. And if you're going out tonight, please be safe. Take care, and God bless.
Don't drink too much.